man, it's another day on the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. Make sure you also follow me on Twitter. It's at Sean Green Show. And on Facebook as well, it's Sean Green Show Media if you want to check me out. Or stalk me on Facebook if you want to. On Facebook, it's Sean Green Show Media. A lot of things going on today. It's been a while since we talked to him. Eric Davis, the managing editor at Movies.com and the contributing editor at Fandango.com. He joins us on the Super Celebrity Hotline right now, and I want to say hi to him. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man? Been a while.
Yeah, it's been a long while, and you have a couple of things on Movies.com that I definitely wanted to talk to you about. That you did an article. Basically, it's a movie short called "The Boy Who Couldn't Sleep and Never Had To." And I actually watched this, and this like one of the coolest things I've ever seen. So what's the story behind it?
Yeah, this is really interesting. You know, this day and age on the internet, people don't have to go the old route where you go and send a script to like a Hollywood executive and they have to approve it and then maybe it gets sold or whatever. But with YouTube and viral videos and social networks, all you got to do is like put something together, and if people share it enough, then it gets some attention. You know, we saw it with the Deadpool movie, with everything from Grumpy Cat, anything that's popular, people go for. So basically, this guy DC Pearson, he's a comedian. If you look at the story, I got it. He was in like Captain America: The Winter Soldier. He had a cameo. You see him in all kinds of commercials. He wrote this book called "The Boy Who Couldn't Sleep or Didn't the Boy Who Couldn't Sleep and Never Had To." And it's a really cool little geeky, nerdy book, and they want to make a movie of it. So what he did is he got this guy, Jack Quaid, who's from The Hunger Games, and Tony Revolori, who's from the Grand Budapest Hotel, and they filmed like a five-minute, what they call proof-of-concept short film. So basically it's like them saying, here's 5 minutes of what the movie would look like, now give us a whole bunch of money to make the rest of it. And they put it out there today. It's on a bunch of sites. A bunch of people are retweeting it. And, yeah, I mean, this is kind of like another way to go. Instead of, like, doing Kickstarter, some people go to Kickstarter and they raise money that way. Some people, if they're already established, like these guys are, you know, they directed a movie called Mystery Team. They've also directed episodes of Community. And they're just basically saying, look, this is what we have to offer. We think it's really good. You know, could you give us some money, and does anybody want to come on board? And so we'll see what happens. The short exists now. It's really funny, but really they want to make this into a feature film. So if you like it, support it, share it, and do all that stuff, and hopefully they'll get to make it.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you that. How can people actually make sure this is actually supported? Just by sharing, or is it somewhere where they can, like, donate to make sure this happens?
Yeah, that's the interesting thing. It's not a Kickstarter project. It's not like one or an Indiegogo. It's not one of these projects where you can put money to it to help fund it. This is just one of those projects where it's like, look, we're just putting this out on Vimeo, I think they put it on, and saying, hey, share it, tell people about it, get it around. And I guess that's how they want it to go. I mean, I'm not saying that eventually it may be on Kickstarter if they don't have success going this route. But right now, the only way to sort of share your support for the project is to get on your social media channels, whether that's Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or whatever, and say, hey, I watched this. It's really cool. I hope they make the feature film.
Right. Cool. And when it comes to making these proof to concept, and somebody just pretty much unknown, how easy it is. Is it to put one of these together as far as the proof of concept? Is that pretty easy to put together?
Yeah, I mean, you could put as much or as little money into something like this as you can. You know, what these guys did that benefits them is they got actors that you know. Jack Quaid is Dennis Quaid's son. He's in The Hunger Games. He's familiar. Tony Revolori is the kid from Grand Budapest Hotel. He plays the bellhop. And he's a familiar face. He's also in the big Sundance movie, Dope, that's coming out in June. So he's kind of an up-and-coming face that's familiar. So, you know, the more you can put in there that makes it as accessible as you can. The book itself, popular book, won awards. You know, so they already have a bunch of stuff in their corner. If you're just like, hey, I got an idea about Joe Schmo walking down the block, and you get your cousin who nobody knows, and you shoot it for like $10, and you put it online, I don't know. But you know what? Look at something like Grumpy Cat. It's somebody just like took a picture of their cat, and the thing just went crazy, and they made a movie with Aubrey Plaza that just came out like a few months ago. So, you know, it could be as little as a picture of something that somebody sees. You know, it's all about who sees it, and you get that viral thing going, and Hollywood is very into what's viral, what's hot, what people are sharing right now. So it's like, as you know, this is very polished. They probably put a good deal of money into it. There's some good special effects in it as well. And hopefully they'll succeed. So, yeah, you know, it all depends. It's so crazy, man. You have no idea, like a picture of a cat looking grumpy. That's, you know, and this person's probably like a millionaire now off this cat. So it's like anything that you can do. I remember one guy used to send tweets from his, like, his grumpy father or something like that.
Yeah.
And they turned that into a TV show. So it's anything. It's anything.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. Such a crazy world we're living in right now.
Yeah, I know, right? And one thing I definitely want to ask you about, I know it's been a while since I talked to you, was SNL 40. I actually sat there and went through the entire 3.5 hours of the content. Overall, personally, I thought it was a great show. There were some misses, but overall, it was a great show to show the amount of influence that Saturday Night Live had on just culture in general. So what did you think about it?
Oh, yeah. No, I sat there with a giddy smile on my face the whole time. I mean, I've been watching Saturday Night Live since the very, very early days. I remember being a little kid and watching Saturday Night Live at night, like in my bedroom, especially like the Chevy Chase, like when they made that shark bit, when they kind of teased to that. I remember that was like one of my first favorite pieces of comedy was the shark knocking on the door. They would come back to that every week. They'd come back to that skit, and it would just always crack me up, the different ways the shark tried to get into the door. So it's just like I had a giddy smile on my face the whole time. I thought everybody did really well. The Jeopardy segment was outstanding. I would have liked to see Eddie Murphy do something. That was my, like, if I had one sort of critique of the show, Eddie was coming back. He hasn't been there in a long time. I would have loved to see Eddie do something, but it was nice to have him there, and Chris Rock's 4-minute introduction for him was really cool, and it was really fun to see. So, I mean, all in all, just a crazy night with all those comedians. It was just like, it was like celebrity heaven, basically, and a really fun show.
All right, great, great. And also, finally, on the TV scene, season 5 American Horror Story. I've been like a huge fan of American Horror Story since the first season, though I felt the current season kind of felt like Glee to me.
Mm-hmm.
And they cast Lady Gaga for season 5. There's a short teaser for you guys if you want to check it out on Lady Gaga's Twitter of her announcing that she's going to do American Horror Story. What's your opinion on Lady Gaga and her possibly being on American Horror Story?
Well, it's called American Horror Story Hotel, and this isn't the first time that Ryan Murphy, who's the showrunner behind the show, the creator of it, has gone after musicians. Stevie Nicks was in on the Coven season, and he got Ariana Grande and Nick Jonas to be in his new Fox series, Scream Queens. So it's not out of the blue. Lady Gaga has definitely been ramping up her acting roles lately. I really liked her, actually. I thought she was funny in Machete Kills. She was also had a brief scene in Sin City, A Dame to Kill For. I mean, Lady Gaga's crazy. She'll do whatever. That's one of the things I like about her. So, you know, if she can kind of show that she's a decent actress, and I think she is. I mean, she's already shown what an unbelievable performer she is. And so I think that her kind of performance lends itself well to a show like American Horror Story. And she'll be up for anything, which is pretty cool. And I'm sure, you know, knowing her, they're going to have her in crazy costumes and have her looking freaky. If you look at that teaser, she looks all kinds of crazy freaky. So I'd be excited about it, you know, and I'm curious to see what she does from here and what kind of material she does from here, because she's, you know, everything she does and everything she touches is pretty crazy and funky. And so I say go for it.
All right, Eric Davis, I can't let you go without letting me know what's coming out this week, because I plan on going to the movies, and I don't want to go and not know what I need to see. So what's coming out this week?
I say go see my boy Will Smith in Focus. This is like Will Smith's comeback movie. I guess if Will Smith needs a comeback, and I feel he kind of does. His last couple movies, it's like After Earth, and it's just like, I don't know, Will Smith. Well, Will Smith's back. And he's playing a good Will Smith role in Focus. He's opposite Margot Robbie. It's a good con artist movie. They both play con artists, and there's a lot of twists and turns that go into it. If you like con artist movies, and I love them, Will Smith is great. He's charismatic. He's the perfect con man. Margot Robbie, oh, God, she's like the hottest thing going right now. Wolf of Wall Street, both of these two are also going to be in DC's Suicide Squad movie. Margot Robbie playing Harley Quinn. I can't wait to see that.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, that's my pick for the weekend. If you're looking for something that's sexy, stylish, fun, crazy, a little thrilling, go see Focus. Your other option you have is a movie called The Lazarus Effect. This is a bit of a horror movie, stars Olivia Wilde,
yeah.
And it's about a group of medical students who discover a way to bring people back from the dead. Kind of reminds me of that old school 80s movie, Flatliners. Remember that one?
Yes.
This is kind of like a new version of that, I feel. It's not connected to that movie in any way, but it's got that kind of feeling to it.
Yeah, and you know, one thing I want to go back with Will Smith, he's been, in a sense, been doing like all these blockbuster movies where he releases it right around July 4th. And you're right, he does need a comeback movie, because After Earth was horrendous. I almost walked out of that movie, but I couldn't because I spent my money. So I thought, I think he really does need a comeback movie. And The Lazarus Effect, I've seen the previews to Lazarus Effect, and it looks pretty creepy. So I can't wait to see that. So thanks again. Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com and a contributing editor at Fandango.com. Make sure to follow Eric Davis on Twitter. He's at Eric Davis if you want to check him out on Twitter. Also, stalk him on Twitter. He'll talk to you back.
So, I will.
Thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks a lot, man.
And we'll be back right after this.